There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. The Lost Word.
Doctor escapes shark attack by...
It's a long bleep. It is.
Chris went for punching its nose. Mm-hmm. Chris went for something like punching a shark in the nose is something that might stop it from biting you because they don't like it. That was Chris's answer, but we're shortening it to punching it in the nose.
Yeah.
Michelle, you went for
drone flight.
Yeah,
a drone picked him up.
Oh, I see. I get where you're going. I just went for kick. I thought kick. What was the other one? Did somebody text in doing the Macarena?
Yes. Let's go through some of these. By doing the Macarena, that was from Omar. Anthony thinks it's not swimming. Doctor escapes shark attack by not swimming. I like it. See what you've done there. Another Anthony says poking it in its eye. And Michelle says apparently that does work as well. Our resident wildlife correspondent.
Yes, that's me. Thank you.
Chandan, that's about Ronaldo. Rajan thinks it's by making friends. Doctor escapes shark attack by making friends. Garfield thinks it's staying alive. True, but not the right answer. Not going in the sea, that's another one. With Apple Watch from Darina. Dr. Carthy thinks it's a punch on the face. Nazar thinks it's anesthesia. By asking nicely, says Robin. That's very good advice.
I like that one.
Building a snowman, not so well.
The best one, though, is, and there's no name, Zigzag swimming.
Apparently, yeah. I think sharks can probably handle a bit of zigzag. And someone else, no name on this one, says drowning it. Can you drown a shark? You must be able to.
They
have to breathe.
They have to be moving.
I think you drown first before.
I think you might be right there. Yeah, we're not great in the sea, but they do have to keep moving so that
anyway,
the oxygen and the water keeps moving over their gills.
The correct answer.
She's not interested in my explanations of sharks.
I'm not.
Yeah, moving along.
Right. Moving along. The correct answer is punching it. So Chris was right.
Wow.
Dr. Carthy was right. Yes, so a British doctor was attacked in New South Wales and he was just on a beach north of Sydney on Monday, and Dr. Charlie Fry was surfing with his mates, as you do, and he said, I didn't know what to do, so I just punched him in the nose. So that's what he did, punched it in the nose. And he was bitten, but he escaped. And he said I heard a clip of him before, and he was saying, I just needed to make it back to shore. So he got on a surfboard and surfed back, even with a bit of a chunk of his shoulder missing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow. So it is effective. Zigzag swimming does not work, nor does running in a zigzag fashion from an alligator or a crocodile. That much we know.
Trending today.
What's gone into you today, Tim?
Do you know, there are times when my mind wanders. You know, it's 20 minutes to go, and I'm thinking, oh, concentrate, man, concentrate.
Michelle's lost the will to live with
she's
drifting
over there thinking,
away.
Oh, dear, what's going on? Oh, she's swung it around again. She's getting involved.
I'm just looking forward to the, what's it, Dad?
How to Dad.
How to Dad. That's coming soon. So shush,
yeah,
Tim. Shush.
Tim needs all the help he can get. Do you know what I mean? First up, we have some thieves. They're operating in the market town of Panipat. It's in the northern Indian state of Haryana. And there's a gang of thieves. Locals were looking for them. Because you know what happened? We play this. Have a guess this if you can guess. These thieves were stealing fuel from their tanks and their motorbikes.
I know this. I know this story.
Do you know this? So basically, they're turning up every day to get on their motorbikes,
yep,
and there's no fuel left. And they're like, what on earth is going on? So some vigilante decided to get a mobile camera and have a look at what was happening, and it turns out these monkeys were drinking it all. And they've caught them in the act.
It's the most amazing piece of film. There's a piece of film of a monkey with this kind of pipe.
He's siphoning it out.
Yeah, and drinking
it.
Yeah, but the thing is, Michelle, he sits there by one of the bikes and he looks around, makes sure no one's looking at him. And then he gets right in there, his little face is in there, and he's drinking it all. And the locals are like, well, the mechanic caught him and said he was slurping petrol from the motorcycle. And they said, we don't know what effect it has on monkeys, but for humans, this is really, really dangerous. You can die from drinking fuel as a human. But they think the monkeys might be enjoying it a little too much.
Yes,
what they think
that's one way of putting it. The monkey is essentially
high
on the fumes of this petrol. I mean, it's a shocking story. I don't know. I looked at this and I thought, oh, hold on a minute.
No,
that
it's
looks
true.
Like a setup, but it,
no, 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 no,
it
no. The monkey, naughty little monkey, it's looking
crafty.
Around. It knows, yeah, it knows it's doing wrong. Anyway, moving on. One of the greatest love stories. If someone said to you, "I've wanted to marry you since I was 8 years old," wouldn't you be like, "What a weirdo"?
Yes.
Yes, I saw you on the TV and thought you're the person I'm going to marry.
A little bit creepy.
Super creepy. Turns out, don't know if you're a Game of Thrones fan or the Justice League, but Jason Momoa, he's the actor. He started out in America as a young sort
Khal
of Baywatch.
Drogo.
Yeah, young Baywatch guy, but he's got long hair and he's big like... He's also
name?
Been in the, yeah, Gladiator-type films as well. I can't
she
think
was
what
in
called.
Angel Heart.
She was also married to Lenny Kravitz first.
Yes.
Oh, I love watching him guess.
Oh, this is killing
I'll
me.
I'll put you out of your misery.
Go on.
Lisa Bonet.
That's the one, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So Jason Momoa was on The Late Late Show with James Corden the other day, and he's recently got married to Lisa Bonet. And, yeah, basically, James Corden asks Jason, was it love at first sight?
When you met, was it love at first sight?
It was more than that, because ever since I was, like, 8 years old, and I saw her on the TV, and I was like, Mommy, I want that one. I'm like, I'm going to stalk you for the rest of my life, and I'm going to get you.
Oh, did you? Did was there stalking involved?
I am a full-fledged stalker.
Really?
I didn't tell her that.
No, that's
why. Had two babies.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be creepy.
Yeah.
Be creepy and weird. Yeah, yeah. No.
It's
yeah,
never a great in with a lady. I've been stalking you.
Still a bit creepy and weird to me, to be honest with you.
I know. So he goes on to tell the story about how the fact that eventually he came across her in Hollywood. She'd separated from Lenny Kravitz.
Eventually across her.
Mutual friends are in a jazz club. And listen to this. It gets worse. He says he'd got his hair into dreadlocks because she did. She inspired him. So basically, he's almost morphed into her at this point. Ooh. And then they meet through a mutual friend. And then he forces her to drive him home because he doesn't have a car. And says, please come out on a date with me. And they did, and they go for lunch, and she ordered his favourite thing. And the rest is history. Two kids and a marriage later. Still sounds pretty creepy to me, but maybe, it's gone viral.
Maybe someone should just check in with her. You know, just check she's okay.
No one's seen much of Lisa Bonet recently. Maybe she's not okay.
She's like in a basement somewhere.
Wasn't she on The Cosby Show? Wasn't she
maybe,
a daughter
maybe.
On the Cosby? She was on
briefly. I think she might have been
show.
Very, very briefly, and then replaced by someone else. Anyway, okay. Finally, how to dad. This is a guy in New Zealand making not so helpful instructional dad videos. He says he's been doing them.
What do you mean not so helpful? They're
well,
great.
Well, it depends on your perspective, Michelle. But he's basically been doing these. He's got a couple of kids and he gets millions of views. And this one is his latest video. Last time I looked at it, it had quite a few thousand and it only went up this morning. So this one is How to Dad. And this is teaching you how to mow the lawn like a dad. And there's different types of dads and there's different lawn mowing techniques.
They can't get it started, Dad.
Step away from the lawn.
The fast dad. The lazy dad.
It's just a pull start. Just pull the...
Did you
turn it on?
The show-off dad. She'll be right.
So basically, his poor daughter's been roped into this video.
And
when it's yeah, and then when it's a lazy dad, he's trying to tell her how to operate this machinery. And she's just sitting on the floor crying, going, I don't want to do it, Dad. So, yes, but he is so popular. His alphabet one had millions of views and
yeah.
And the dad driving. So yeah, he's hilarious. And I love his accent.
And he's always wearing the same things, a pair of rugby shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Inspiration for Tim.
Classic dad, really.
How to dad. Tim's already got it down. He knows.
How to dad, yeah. No, I'm good at mowing lawns, by the way. I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but just for a moment, I have it down pat.
Okay, well, just two things. You know. Peter Holt texted in and said, the monkeys must be petrol heads.
Oh, funny.
And Mike says Lisa Bonet was definitely on The Cosby Show.
Ah, there you go. Thought so. Right, finish with the music scoop today. 1969, this was number one.
Sugar.
Real one hit wonder.
Oh, honey. You are my candy girl.
Do you know, that's the first number one performed by cartoon characters.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, just one of those things. It was a cartoon thing. It was from CBS TV. Number one today, where are we? United Kingdom, actually, 1981. Got to number three in the United States. That's the Police. Every little thing she does is magic. Number one today, George Michael. Oh, no, not yet. This first. He'll be next. This is T'Pau. This is the Klingon thing. T'Pau is from Star Trek. Didn't know that?
Do you think I would know that?
That's a good point, actually. I've just remembered. The song's title, according to the singer, Carol Decker was the singer, it's the effect you get when you hold a China cup up to the light and you can see your hand through it. That's why it was called this. So now you know. So George Michael's number one today. If you hold a China cup up to the light, you can see your hand through it. It's nice, fine bone China. Did you know that? That's why that song was called that.
That's what I do every morning. I have a cup of tea.
Well, you do with your fine, your little pinkies there, isn't it?
Because I gotta have
George Michael, number one today, 1987. Do you remember this?
No.
Bon Jovi's fifth studio album. It was called Keep the Faith. That was I'll Sleep When I'm Dead from that. Number one today in the US, 1960. Hoagy Carmichael's 1930 standard. And it is just delightful. And it's Ray Charles. That's the Music Scoop.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia. Oh, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song.
That's it, 1960, number one in America. It was a jazz standard. Hoagy Carmichael wrote that. You know who it is. Ray Charles.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.